Len Miller, Akhlua. Ah, definitely a believer. So brings us to 8 o'clock. U2 was in there as well. Pride in the Name of Love. Let's have a look at the latest news, shall we? And this is the 8 o'clock news on this Thursday morning. In your top stories, President Ramaphosa has praised the Office of the Public Protector, members of Parliament unhappy with the acting Minister of Police, and used car sales increase. President Ramaphosa has praised the Office of the Public Protector for the work it has done over the years to serve the people of South Africa. Ramaphosa spoke during the Public Protector SA's 30th Anniversary International Conference dinner yesterday. The Public Protector was established to help strengthen the country's constitutional democracy. Ramaphosa says the Public Protector helped to change the relationship between citizens and government. The members of Parliament's Portfolio Committee on Police have criticised the acting police minister, Feroz Kochalia, for failing to appear before the committee. Kochalia and National Police Commissioner General Fani Masemola were scheduled to appear before the committee yesterday. They did not attend the session. Kochalia attended a cabinet meeting instead. Members of the committee say the cabinet meeting was not more important than the committee meeting of Parliament. The Cape Peninsula University of Technology has established a task team to communicate with students over their concerns. Students at the institution have threatened to protest over plans to increase university fees. The group of students handed over a memorandum to the institution yesterday. CPUT says it has not approved any plans to increase fees yet. The Minister of Higher Education and Training, Buti Manamela, says he is worried about violence at universities. Manamela addressed members of Parliament's Portfolio Committee on Higher Education yesterday. His concerns follow violent protests at the University of Fort Hare and the University of the Free State. Protesting students at these institutions burnt buildings at their campuses. Manamela says he's also worried about the collaboration between universities and law enforcement agencies. More South Africans are choosing to buy used cars compared to brand new models. Statistics show a 16% year-on-year increase in the sales of used cars for the month of September. The sale of luxury car brands has declined as more people choose affordable options. South Africans are also returning to buying the smaller car models. And moving to international news, Israel has threatened to attack Gaza again if Hamas does not answer the terms of the latest peace agreement. The Jewish state and Hamas have agreed to stop their conflict in a peace deal that was praised by other countries. The two sides agreed to release Palestinian prisoners and Israeli hostages. Hamas has since said it needs specialized equipment to retrieve the bodies of Israeli hostages in Gaza. And looking at financials, gold selling at $4,234.44 fine ounce, a barrel of Brent $62.45, $1 US, R17.34, the British pound R23.26, and the euro R20.22. A Bitcoin $111,054.11. That's all for this bulletin. Also all for the Thursday edition of the Wild Coast Wake Up. Have a great Thursday. It looks like the weather is pulling in a little bit. So stay warm, stay dry. And if you're out on the roads, please be very careful. It is windy and we are expecting rain a little bit later. But otherwise, have a good, safe day. In the company of Wild Coast Radio. Ciao.
From the Wild Coast to the world, Wild Coast Radio.
gives a damn. Set up a break with my mates just to have a jam.